What's up, everybody? This is Zach, back with another Breach of the Week with Justin. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, Zach?
Justin, how's your internet? I hear it's you're according to Squadcat. Oh wait, you're up to good network now. You revive life back into it.
Yeah, give it 3 seconds. I'm back to struggling. I'm kind of limping along.
Yeah. You had people doing work on your house, so are they screwing around with your network?
Yeah, who knows what they did to that poor internet line.
Could be maybe Randy's. You're pretty far away from Randy. I don't know if his Yagi antenna will hit you. I'm still within striking distance.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to start doing background checks on guys that come in here and start working on the
breach. Do you have like a cool name for your house? You gotta have like the command center or something.
Yoda's lair.
I like you. This week's breach of the week is Shiny Hunters. This is a hacking group. I love hacking groups just because of the names. Like if I was to come up with a hacking group name, it would not be Shiny Hunters. I don't know what the significance of Shiny Hunters is. But they are going absolute ham on the dark web right now. Apparently this is from a Wired article, that came out, about a month ago. Now a little less than that, but in the first 2 weeks of May, they released 200 million stolen records on the dark web, selling them from around, a little over a dozen different companies, which is insane to me. And the account information included credentials, names, addresses, phone numbers, credit card data. And they just apparently are continuing to just drop data over, and it's not all at once. Like they did on May 1st, they dropped 15 million. A couple days later, another 91 million. And then they said that they were able to get into Microsoft and actually steal some source code from the company's GitHub account, which that seems like it's probably not true. I would hope that Microsoft wouldn't just like leave their source code on I guess if it's behind the internet, maybe it's fine, but that seems like data you'd want to protect if you've got source code. Hopefully they don't ruin Windows 11. That would be a tragedy. Or the next Windows mobile.
Sorry, Zach. That's going to be a bad day for you when you realize that they've ruined your Windows 11 install.
It is. I actually am a big fan of Windows. I prefer it over Apple. I hate the iOS system, which is hard to say as someone who works in media working on video and audio stuff, but I do truly hate Apple products.
Yeah. That's okay. Everybody's entitled to their own flavor of OS. Diversity and spice of life here.
You'll like, they also stole from a dating app, Zoosk. So this is a constant reminder that dating apps are incredibly dangerous. And that your information will eventually get out. So you better get hitched quick or get off there.
And meal kits. A lot. We got, what is it? So just kind of scrolling down through the list. So it's total estimated 13 sites. Not all of them have been listed, but we've got Zoosk, Home Chef, Minted, Minnesota's Star Tribune newspaper, health and wellness site called Mindful.
I feel like that's a big one. If I remember correctly, like that's a fairly significant.
Yeah. Photo printing service called Chatbooks, web publication Chronicles of Higher Education.
And I used to read that at my previous job.
No way.
So yeah. It's actually, it's very hoity toity, but it is a good higher education, I don't think the industry mag for higher ed.
Interesting.
But I didn't pay for it, so my credentials are not in there.
Yeah. Well, those are some high compliments there, Zach.
Yeah.
And it says not all of the companies have acknowledged Shiny Hunter's claims, but more have gone public over the last 2 weeks confirming the Shiny Hunter's activity. And that is quite the war chest these guys got going on here.
Yeah, it doesn't really say what they are, but it does say it says that they were able to get let's see, that most branches of the confirmed shiny breaches don't reveal plain text passwords. So I guess you'd still have to somehow address that, would be my guess. Like, what is that? I guess you're downloading the hashed passwords. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And you've got to figure it out on your own.
Yeah, they've got hashed passwords. Good Lord. I don't know why that's such a tongue twister. Hashed passwords. I mean, as far as exploits go, I mean, there's kind of pass the hash attacks. Yeah. And if you have a password cracking rig, you know, kind of similar to what we've got, you could dump those hash passwords into a password cracker, if you will. And you can figure out at least what the majority of the passwords would be.
Yeah.
If you've got enough time to let the GPUs run on that thing.
You see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hash.
Yeah.
You can probably figure out the rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting. I actually, I guess I always thought that when it gets dumped, you would have to have it in like some usable plain text, because otherwise there's work. But I guess if you don't, if you have the passwords and the credentials, who cares? Throw it on the machine, let it do its thing. And if you get something out of it, you only need one, right? So.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you get the right one. That's all it takes. Yeah. And this is interesting too. Shiny Hunter said in an instant message conversation with Wired Magazine, who's this story is from, that is, quote, not too hard, unquote, to breach so many organizations. It's just a way to make money. But if companies are afraid and they want their database taken off the market, assuming it means the dark web, they can contact me for an agreement. It has been done recently and both sides were satisfied, said the representative from Shiny Hunters.
I would love to be in on the conversation as they're getting this contract in place with the hackers who are just dangling the axe over their heads.
Yeah. Say, excuse me, my attorneys have some red lines to your contract here.
Yeah, I was looking. It looks like I found another site that had some of the prices. So like Home Chef, they had 8 million and they were selling it for $2,500. Mindful, 2 million for 13. It seems pretty affordable, I guess. If you were a company that just didn't want it released, you'd probably just pay that first. I mean, that's almost cheaper than having some company go in and try to clean up your mess. But then again, how do you know they actually got rid of it? You know, you're going to have to recover your system anyways. So even if they didn't really have them, I mean, if they say they've got 3 million accounts and they only need to sort of show it, right? They still have you by the throat. You don't have a choice. Like, you're going to have to pay it or hope that they're wrong.
Yeah, it's quite the game of chicken.
It looks like they've sold all sorts of crazy stuff. This is really interesting. I'm always fascinated by these hacking groups. I want to learn more about this. Did you see Anonymous is coming out again? They're now trying to, which whatever that means, I don't know if that's a real organization or not. It seems like they use the same videos and all of their threats, but they made a reappearance recently, threatening to release information, private information on different government organizations. I thought they went away, but apparently they still exist. What are your thoughts on Anonymous?
Yeah. It's a pretty big consortium with, as far as I know, lots of different actors involved in the group and the activity. We know from the past they've got a really good track record.
So if they say they're going to do it, they're going to do it.
I would. It's a threat that I would take with a high level of credibility.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that then, because I mean, they were threatening people at very high levels in the government, which would be, you know, potentially revealing. I know everyone sort of downplayed it quickly, which I don't know if that's just sort of like maybe if we ignore it, it goes away. But these hacking groups, man, you got to get on board to, you know, try to protect yourself, because that's all they have to do. They only have to be right once, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you think about 100 different attacks on an organization. The organization just has to get it wrong one time. And
then you're on breach of the week.
I mean, those are pretty pretty crappy stats too. Think about it. Like you can get it right 99% of the time, but like that 1% miss could be the difference between being in the breach of the week or not.
You know, these are organizations where they were keeping things in fairly unsecured, you know, locations, and which is just crazy to me because, like you said, if you've got 99% of the time you're doing okay, you know, you want to make sure that you limit that 1% to, like, you got to be super specialized to get in there. You don't want to have some back door that was left open because you didn't invest in the right security. You know, like some of these were, you know, I saw another one that we'll talk about again at a different time, but they were using MD5 hashes, which apparently are not super secure anymore. And it's kind of an older style. And the, you know, of course, once it was released, everyone's like, you got to be kidding me. Like, well, you're not using like the most up to date, you know, security infrastructure or, you know, software to sort of keep us protected. But, you know, I mean, these apps, some of these things pop up overnight, become super popular. Everyone jumps on board before anyone's actually tested it.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could say that it was rare that we see that stuff, but unfortunately it's pretty common to see that stuff in the wild still nowadays. Yeah. Even after all these years that has come back of the security flaws related with MD5 hash, but here we are still going through again. Groundhog Day.
All right. Well, that's the breach of the week. Everyone should check your stuff, make sure you're good to go. If you want us to be, you don't want shiny hunters, if you want if you want RedSec versus shiny hunters getting into your stuff, contact New Harbor Security, www.newharborsecurity.com. we'll do the hacking so it doesn't cost you lots of money and publicly shame you, and we'll talk to you next week. See you, Justin.
See you, Zach.